Blog. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. And today your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. Welcome to Blog Talk, to Joy and Peace Outreach. And today, before we start our topic on temptation, I have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we just want to come and just say thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for leaving us in the land of the living, Lord. Thank you that we're able to share on the radio this morning, dear Heavenly Father, about temptation. Let someone be able to receive and understand what thus saith the Lord. It's not about me, but it's all about you, which is Jesus Christ. So let something be said today over the radio that will touch somebody's heart to give someone an insight on what thus saith the Lord from the Word of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen and thank God. Well, welcome once again to Joy and Peace. Today our topic is on temptation. And I hope you radio listening audience have your paper and your pencil, because I will be giving you some scriptures you can go to today. And first of all, when we are faced with temptation, we can look at temptation in the Bible and learn from the example of biblical characters. We can learn from those who respond incorrectly and those who found victory. So today, the first thing we're going to talk about, we will study, are those who did not respond well to temptation. The most famous of all is Eve, when she was lured by Satan to eat the forbidden fruit. That's taken from Genesis 3 and 6. And it says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desiring for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and she ate it, because Eve yielded to temptation and shamed the forbidden fruit and shared the forbidden fruit with her husband. They were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. And our struggle with sin began. That started temptation. Women were tempting, lured to men such as King David. We read in the scripture that he saw the bathing of the beauty of Bathsheba, committing adultery in his eyes. Then, in an attempt to cover his sin, David convinced to have Bathsheba's husband killed. You can find that in 2 Samuel in 11. David did not respond too well to sexual temptation. However, he was eventually convicted of his sin and did repent, and you can find that in Psalm 51. Here's another temptation. Samson was lured by the deceiving Delilah. That was taken from Judges 1:16. And the deception led to his death. Now we're talking today on temptation. And this is all biblical. You will find it in the Word of God. Money also has frequently been a temptation in the Bible. Since the man in Joshua 7:21, we read, "When I saw in the plunder the beauty roll from Babylon 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, covered them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath." Here was a temptation they're speaking about concerning money. But we're going to go a little bit further in the Word. Fortunately, we have several examples of biblical characters who responded correctly to temptation in the Bible. These are examples of people who were not lured in by the temptation of money. Abraham refused to accept a reward for service to Cain of Sodom after a battle in Genesis. You can find this in the Word of God in Genesis, the 14th chapter, the 22nd through the 24th verse. But Abraham said to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and have taken an oath that except nothing belong to you, not even a thread or a thong of a sandal, so that you will never be able to say, 'Made Abraham rich.' I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten and the share that belonged to the men who went with me. Let them have their share." This was someone that was good doing what the Word of God said and what God said. The prophet Elisha refused payment when he performed a miraculous healing in 2 Kings 5:16. The prophet answered, "As surely as the Lord liveth, whom I serve, I will not accept a thing." Even though Naaman urged him, he refused. Continue on following me, radio listeners. Peter also refused a bribe in Acts 8:20. Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money." Now, all of this is in the Word of God. Under temptation, we have the incorrect and the correct way with temptation. The best and most important biblical character to study and respond to temptation is Jesus Christ. Three of the following Gospels talk about Jesus' experience with Satan in the desert. And this chapter is Luke 4:5-8. Describe it this way. The devil led him, talking about Jesus, up to a high place and showered him in an instant all the kingdom of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me," this was Satan was telling to the Lord, "it will be all yours." Jesus answered with the word, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Jesus became maimed and lived as a perfect example to us. And you can find that in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter. And the 18th verse says, "Because he himself suffered while he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." What do you think about that? We have all sinned and deserve God's judgment. God the Father sent his only Son to satisfy that judgment for those who believe in him. Jesus, the Creator and eternal Son of God, who lived a sinless life, loved us so much that he died for our sins, taking the punishment that we deserve, was buried and rose from the dead according to the Bible. If you truly believe and trust this in your heart, receiving Jesus alone as your Savior, declaring Jesus is Lord, you will be saved from judgment and spend eternity with God in heaven. Today, listeners, we're talking about temptation. You know how quick temptation can come in your life. Still talking from the Word of God today, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, we are told that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he was tempted, he was subject to every type of temptation. Still in the Word of God, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, we learn that all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Jesus was subject to each of these areas of temptation. Listeners, I know you have been tempted. Even today, you're going to be tempted with something. But remember something I said, where you can go to the Word and pull up these scriptures for yourself. In the account given in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, Jesus faced and conquered every temptation by the use of God's Word. And each instant, he said, "It is written." When we fortify ourselves with the knowledge of God's Word, we have built the best defense against temptation. In Psalm 119, verse 11, the psalmist said, "Thy words have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." When we think about this, we come to ask the question sincerely and to be guided by its answer. When we must face temptation, is our way to victory. What would Jesus do? How many times do you hear that says, little cliches or bracelets or something written out, what would Jesus do? Well, the Bible says, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that he should follow his steps, who did not sin, neither was God found in his mouth. Reveal not against. When he suffered, he threatened not, but himself to him that judges righteous, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. We learn this and the other passage already mentioned . We're going to talk about five key facts about temptation. First, the first one we're going to do is, temptation is not sin, but rather it is given in to temptation, which becomes sin. Although it is right to neatly expose ourselves to unnecessary temptation, we should no more feel guilty because we are forced by circumstances to face temptation than Jesus did. The Bible said that he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. You'll find that in Hebrews 4 and 15. The second thing we'll learn about temptations today is we learn that temptation is not irresistible. Jesus is our perfect example to prove for all things that regardless of how powerful the temptation may be, it is possible to resist it if we really want to, so strongly enough. The Apostle Paul said, "There has no temptation taken you but such as it common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." So just think on temptations today. Think about what the word is saying about temptation. Thirdly, we learn from this same passage that temptation is universal. In Paul's own words, it is common to man. Temptation which you may now face or not unique. You may be facing temptation today. The same kind of temptation has been faced and successfully overcome by thousands of other people. And this passage points out that we are merely fooling ourselves if we believe it cannot be overcome in our lives as well. The fourth thing about temptation, we learn that a knowledge of the Word of God and a love for it are the keys to resisting temptation in our lives, just as it was in the life of Jesus. Fifth, our effort to resist temptation will always be rewarded if we respond in keeping with the teaching of the Scripture. The Bible says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." That's taken from James 4:7. Today, radio audience, if you are facing some special temptation at this time, think over these basic teaching of the Bible and realize that with God's help, you can overcome this problem. One of Satan's most effective methods is to make us feel that situations is hopeless, when in reality, it never is. You have to remember today on talking about temptation, how to fight temptation. And in Hebrews 2:18, "For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to assist them that are tempted." In Hebrews 4:15, the word of God says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in point tempted like we are, yet without sin." There is a beautiful song that asks the question, "Does Jesus care when I am tried and fail to resist some temptation? Strong, for my deepest grief I find no relief. Through my tears flow all the night long." Then the answer comes, say, "Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the light's night dreary, I know my Savior cares. He cares because he knows what it's like. He has been there, and he strengthened me in my hours of trial." The temptation of Jesus was not an accident. It was on purpose. It was real. It was not pity acting. He was not fighting a shame battle. But we go back to Matthew 4, saying, we have a caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air. We had a call on the air and we got lost, but please call back in on temptation, how we can fight temptation today. God is such a good God, and so I hope our callers will be able to get back on. We are talking about temptation today, and God is such a good God. And we can go to the Word for everything that we need. God will give us the answer. He will give us the scriptures that we can go through. And as I was going through the scriptures, I had some more scriptures that I can give you today that have no temptation taken you, but such as common, no man, but God is faithful. When we just think about that, how faithful God really is. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. And when you're going through temptations today, remember God. Remember what he said in the Word of God about temptation. And that Jesus himself had suffered long tempted. He's able to succumb them that are tempted. And we have to really go to God in prayer on whatever we are going through. We're having some technical difficulty today on the radio, but we know God is able. I will continue on going on because we know him to be a good God, a merciful God, an all-knowing God, all-powerful God. And I will not give the enemy any credit today. And I'm going to switch phones just a minute. We want to say good morning again to our radio listeners. Some kind of way we got cut off this morning, and it was nothing but the enemy did not want me to tell someone that's listening this morning about temptation. Good morning, radio listeners. I don't know what happened to the line, so I went to my cell phone because I refuse to give the enemy any credit. So if anyone wants to call in on the radio this morning, just call the number that's showing 832-865-8438. That number again is 832-865-8438. We will continue talking about temptation today. And for the word of God in Ephesians 6 and 18, it says, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days and having done all to stand. Also from Revelations 3 and 10, Jesus said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. I also will keep thee from our temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. We're still talking about temptation today. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all parts tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore each and one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou shalt also be tempted, and bear ye one another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Today we are talking about temptation, that we know that we're going to be tempted, but we refuse to let the enemy come in, even to start trying to keep us off the air. We're going to continue on talking about temptation, because somebody out there needs to know about temptation today and the things that the enemy do to try to tempt us on every hand, not only on the workplace, not only in the service of the law, but the enemy is always trying to tempt us some kind of way. He's even come in on the line and tried to tempt the line this morning. But I'm still going to give God all the praise this morning. In the midst of him coming in, I'm going to give God the praise this morning. I ask each and every one of you that would like to come on the air this morning, just come on. Just let us know what you think about temptation today, because we're on the air. And we will not give up. We will continue on doing what thus saith the Lord. So I hope it was something said today that you got part of it before we got cut off, something with the phone line. But I ask each and every one of y'all to still tune in to Joy and Peace. And something on one of the archives may help you today, since we can't continue on with temptation today. But please continue on listening to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Minister Sadie Elliott. So continue on listening in for it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. For all of you that was listening in, we kept getting cut off, but I hope it was something said today on temptation that would draw you closer to read the Word of God and see how you can be tempted. And on the five things that I give you today, I hope you was able to write them down and jot them down on the temptation and what it is, what it can do in your life, what the Word of God says about temptation. And that temptation taking you, but such as it is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, and but will the temptation also make a way to escape. God will give you a way of escape on temptation. And we have also learned today that temptation is universal. each and everybody is tempted throughout the world. It's just not one group of people or one selected person. We all go through temptation each and every day of our life. We are being tempted even today on this line. The enemy has come in and tried to confuse the line, tie it up, but I'm still God's child. I'm still going to perform and do what the Lord say do. Fourthly, we learn that a knowledge of the word of God and the love for it are keys to resist temptation in our life. We have to go on and do what God say do and not let the enemy come in and try to rob us of what God have, all the blessings he has for us. And if we are facing some special temptation today, think over the basic things I have told you today from the word of God and realize that with God's help, you can overcome every temptation. One of Satan's most effective methods is to make us feel that the situation that we are in right now is hopeless. But in reality, it never is. God is the creator of everything. And today, as I let y'all listen to encourage yourself, listeners, remember to continue encouraging yourself no matter what you're going through today. Continue in encouraging yourself. And until next week, we will be back. We will not give up. We have a caller on the air. Caller, you're on. Hello? Caller? Good morning. Good morning. Caller, you're on the air. I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little louder? Good morning. How are you doing this morning? This Joy and Peace. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Would you like to talk a little bit about temptation? Well, I'm glad our caller called in this morning. I'm glad they were able to get through because we started having so much problem all of a sudden with the line. But God is so good this morning. I am glad for the caller that came on to share with us this morning. And hope they was able to hear something that I said on temptation this morning. Because we are being tempted on every side all day, no matter whether we leave home or we stay at home. We are being tempted. The enemy tries to come in each and every minute, every second of the day to be tempted. But we know God is able. And we know with the word of God, and if you jot it down any of the scriptures that I give you, that you can go to the word of God and he will show you how to come out. And I have one here that's from Hebrews, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse. And they say, we have not and how a priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And another scripture I have is, blessed is the man that endure temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord have promised to them that love him. And that's taken from James the 11th, 22. And I have another one for our caller that called in. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such as one. In the spite of meekness, consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. I hope it's something I said, caller, today, that has helped you in listening to Joy and Peace today on temptation, because wherever you are right now, you are being tempted by something. But you can go to the Word of God and get full understanding, get what He wants you to have this day. And before I go off the air, we're going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to end it with a song on Encourage Yourself, because today I think you need some encouragement, because we all do. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for the caller that called in today. Please meet them at their knees, dear Heavenly Father. No matter what they are going through today, Lord Jesus, touch them right now. Touch them with the finger of love, Jesus. I ask you to crown them with more wisdom and more understanding through the word of God. Let them tune in again next week on the program, dear Heavenly Father, and let them be able to share with me on the program, on air, dear Heavenly Father, something that will be said next week on the next topic. Let temptation not go at a deaf ear today on everyone that listened to it in between us being cut off the air or something with the telephone line. We still thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting us go forth. And as I put on encouragement, let all listeners be encouraged through the song and through the word of God. And until next time, be blessed. Your co-host, Minister Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye.
Queen. Queen.
Queen.